From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The scene outside California's IndyMac banks today was like something out of the Great Depression. People lined up before dawn, waiting for the banks to open so they could make sure their money was safe. The FDIC reopened IndyMac today after seizing it last Friday when there was a run on the bank. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited one branch in Pasadena.
At 4 o'clock this morning, Charles Tangeri was the first to line up outside IndyMac's Pasadena headquarters, and he was the first to leave with a check for more than $171,000 of his money.
I was very, very surprised. How does a bank this large go bad? I'm happy to get anything out. I didn't want to lose anything. I'd rather get something out than lose everything, you know?
Tangeri figures the bank gave him about 60% of the money he had in his savings account, retirement money he had socked away after 40 years of teaching third and fourth grade students at a public school in L.A. The 70-year-old immigrant from Kenya also worked a second shift teaching adults to speak English.
This is my life savings. I've been working to save money for my kids and my grandchildren, but I didn't think that anything like this was going to happen because this is one of the best banks around.
The FDIC guarantees accounts up to $100,000, but Tangeri had more than that in his. He says the bank couldn't assure him if or when he would be able to take out the rest of his money.
Are you worried about getting all your money?
I'm not worried. I have full trust. And, I know it might take a little time, but I'm hopeful. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I have a full trust in the U.S. government that they're going to do it.
Representatives from the FDIC worked through the long line of hundreds of customers that snaked around IndyMac's headquarters, answering questions from anxious depositors.
We own the bank now.
And how long is this going to be?
We're going to be here indefinitely until we get it resolved.
Ricky McCullough is the ombudsman for the FDIC.
Depositors of FDIC-insured institutions have absolutely nothing to be worried about. All those individuals have insured deposits. No matter what bank it is, those deposits are safe.
But that news didn't completely reassure customers like Judy Worsham, who brought her knitting needles and yarn as she waited to get into the bank.
I figure if Nira could fiddle while Rome burns, I'll just sit and knit while IndyMac comes down. It's controlled rage.
Worsham says she quickly withdrew most of her money last week, and she was back today to take out the remaining $40,000 from her business account.
Lesson learned, don't put everything in one bank because they don't tell you when it's going to go down. They'll, right up to the bloody minute, they'll take your CDs and they'll take your $100,000 and the next day you'll be locked out.
Many customers were left wondering where to put their money now. Worsham says in the future she'll keep her money in several banks just in case.
I mean, we just have to start banking intelligently. We can't assume that if we put our money into a bank that that bank is going to come through for us. So, short of throwing it under our mattresses, we just have to divide it up.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.